Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Another testimony. Months later, I was at my job again, and I stopped into a coworker's office to drop off a piece of paper. The coworker started talking about how they were stressed out and all of that stuff, and I was just nodding my head, and I just said, you know, everything's going to be better. You know, I gave some general encouragement. But I went back in my room in my office, and I just said, God, you got it. You know how to issue peace. And I kept on with my day. Do you not know, before the end of the day, that coworker came into my office, and she said, do you not know that after you left, as soon as you closed the door, I felt an overwhelming peace about me? She said it was as stuff just stood still. And she said I was able to get more work done than I have in these last few hours than the beginning of my day when I had a lot of stuff before me. And I just said, God, I thank you.
Hallelujah.
Sending for your peace. Yeah. Because if the glory of God is upon you, it will manifest where it is needed around the people that you work with, around the people you socialize with. Mm-hmm. If he is the Prince of Peace, he's not just the Prince of Peace for you. Don't be that selfish. He's the Prince of Peace for everyone who believes in him. And he will move, and it will be activated even when people come into your presence. Here's another stuff. When you're moving with God, I'm telling you, you'll have testimonies like this back to back, back to back.
Amen.
Do you not know, and this is awesome, somebody came into my office about 2 weeks ago, and they were talking about how they had a little pain or whatever, and they left their medicine at home. And I was just listening to them, and then they changed subjects, and they started talking about their child and all of that. While they were talking, see, it pays to pay attention to how God manifests. While they were talking, I felt my hands heated up on fire. And the Lord was letting me know, without even having to pray, speak it, decree it, or declare, that he was moving on their behalf simply because they were standing in my presence.
That's the glory.
Now,
amen.
I didn't say anything. That's the glory of God. I didn't even, matter of fact, when that person left out of my office, I didn't even pray for them. I didn't call them out. I didn't say, Lord, do it. I didn't work to the bathroom and decree and declare. I said, no, it is done. I spent a lot of hours before God. Every day, even before this line, I was before the Lord worshiping. I spent hours upon hours when I can, before work, after work, and on the weekends, with God.
That's right.
The Lord, this is what I am. I'm a glory carrier. It is my lifestyle. It is me. Read your word. Even the Bible says that Peter's shadow, all he did was walk by people and they were healed.
Amen.
His shadow.
Amen.
Stopping and decreeing and declaring. Do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I speak it out, decree. Sometimes you don't have time for that. This is why you got to be so wovenly tight with God.
Come on now.
Sometimes when those situations come where you can't even talk, you don't have time to decree and declare. You will already be in position for God's glory to exude from you. So like I said, she stood before me. She was talking, and my hands were heating up. And I said, okay, God, you're doing something. She started talking about her children. Then we started talking about work, and then she left. Before the end of the day, she came back in my office, and she stood before me. She said, did you pray for me? I said, why do you ask? She said, after I left you, I didn't feel not one pain. And she said, hear me good. She said, what I have, I'm like a crackhead. I need my medicine. And I was about to call off or leave early to go back home to take my medicine. But she said, immediately, when I left you, I felt peace. She said, I even went to the restroom because what she's going through was pretty serious. She said, I expected to have some complications. She said, when I went to the bathroom, it was not 1 ounce of complications. And then that's when I laughed at myself and I gave God all the glory. And I began to explain to her, that was an opportunity. I said, when you were standing before me, my hands were on fire. We call that the fire of God. God was activating whatever it is that you needed God to do in your life. He was activating the manifestation of healing for that thing. I didn't even have to pray for it because God's presence is so thickly upon me because I spend time with him. Why? Because the Bible says if you draw nigh unto me, I will draw nigh unto you. That's a covenant. Some of us, before we ask God to do anything, we go through a 12-hour prayer repentance. Why? Because you're not in position. You ever met people like that?
My God.
When God wants to use them, they got to go and repent because they know they're not right. They don't want to be struck down dead.
Come on now.
Okay, Heaven. They'll be like, okay, I'll pray for you. And before they pray for you, Heavenly Father, I just pray right now that you forgive me. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Forgive me for every wrong thing I've done. They got to repent for the last 12 years.
My God.
When you live a lifestyle of holiness, when you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, that's your reasonable service. When you are woven with the threefold cord, when you have your quava, your strength in numbers, you have the heavenly host working with you, you have Jehovah working for you, you have the Son of the living God, Jesus, working with you, you have the Holy Spirit working with you. I'm telling you, just your very presence, your very shadow will bring up manifestation and healing in the lives of the world.
God, woo, hallelujah, Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm finished. I really am this time because I can go on and on and on about the different testimonies. Just because you don't see it all on Facebook or just because I don't testify every time we have a prophetic prayer call doesn't mean I'm not busy. Doesn't mean I'm not still feeding people. We just fed some homeless people yesterday. We just did some things over the weekend, but we didn't photograph it. We didn't videotape it.
That's right.
Amen.
We are always busy for God. But when you are moving with God, that's what your mind is. You're on a mission. You're on a mission all the time. God is always doing something. He's always bringing forth confirmation that he's with us. He's always bringing forth deliverance and miracles before our very eyes. So just because I don't say nothing doesn't mean it's not happening. I could talk for hours about how the benefits of being woven with God, having a relationship with God, knowing his name, having a prayer life. I could tell you about all of these things.
Amen.
But I'm not because I'm going to get off of here. But I wanted you to get excited more than anything. Get excited more than anything knowing that God is excited to have a relationship with you. He's just waiting on you to choose to have the strength in numbers. To have a kava. Strength in numbers. Kava. Strength in numbers. Strength in numbers. What are your numbers? Who are you going to choose to have entangled with you? Bitterness? Lust? Adultery? Substance abuse? Are those your strands that you are choosing to be entangled with? Or are you going to now rip all of those strands off and say, Lord, I want a threefold cord with you. I want a kava. I want strength in numbers with the heavenly host. I want Michael and his. I want Gabriel. I want the archangels and who they are governing under, over. I want to be able to have the Holy Spirit in my, as one of my strengths. I want the heavenly host. I want Jehovah God. I want his son, Jesus. I want your love. I want your peace. I want your power. I want to be strong in you. I want your joy, which is my strength. I want your love. I want your long-suffering. I want to have temperance. I want to have kindness. I want to have compassion. I want those as my strengths. My power, my strength in numbers, so that when temptation comes, I can say, no, I cast out that spirit of lust. I'm not watching pornography today. When stress comes and attacks you, you don't have to say, you know what, I'm going to turn to alcohol. You can say, no, I rebuke that taste for alcohol. I'm not turning to alcohol, but I'm turning to prayer. When you get the itches and you need to smoke something, you can say, I rebuke that spirit that wants me to smoke. I'm going to smoke on the word of God. I'm going to get high and drunk in the spirit.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now.
And this is how you begin to develop your muscle, and this is how you begin to mature. You want to know how I got to be so strong? How I could go through hell and back in my life in just a short period of time I've been here on this earth and stand strong? I'll stand strong for you, pray for you, tell you a thing or two of what's going on in your life. Is because I went through the steps that I'm explaining to you now. You got to pay your dues, but most of all, you have to choose to work that. in Jesus' mighty name. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity. You switched around this sermon. You wanted me to talk on this, and I thank you, God, because they needed to hear it. It served as a reminder and confirmation even to my spirit. I thank you, Lord, for speaking to me through this word. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And I pray even right now, God, that they will receive this word, that it not be planted on the stony heart, but you will make their heart of flesh, Lord, and that, hallelujah, it will be received and planted on fertile ground. It will be planted, Lord, on hearts that receive your word, to not just be hearers, but doers of this word. They will activate the strategies. They will choose to be able to understand that they need strength in numbers. They can't do it on their own, and they're going to choose the right type of numbers, the right type of strength. They're going to be strong in you. They're going to have, hallelujah, faith in you. They're going to allow themselves to be entangled, to be woven, to be twisted up in you, to be lost in your presence, lost in your glory, so that you can rest upon them. You can encamp your presence around them so that when they go out into the world, they will be the light in this very dark world. They will be the light in this very dark time. Hallelujah. The people will run to them and want them to pray for them, want them to ask them about the word of God, want them to answer questions that they have that aren't them curious about you. That we will be the source that you are sending out, the ambassadors that you are sending out into this world. And I thank you, Heavenly Father. I give you the praise for it. And I come against every attack. Satan, you have no authority. Just like, hallelujah, it was stated in Acts. Thank you, Jesus. When the demon said, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know, but who are you? And I thank you right now because, devil, you know me. You know my name. You know who I am. You know I come in the name of Jesus, and I cancel every assignment, yes, hallelujah, that you try and give these people right now. Every attack in their mind, their body, we cancel it and we come against it by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. Every household that is represented under the sound of my voice, I pray that you will send forth your glory fire right now, your breath of life right now into their homes, into their jobs, into their cars, wherever they are, God. Let them feel the rejuvenation. Lord, I thank you, God, and we will be mindful, very mindful of what we say, what we do, what we allow ourselves to be entangled with, what we allow ourselves to be able to be exposed to. Lord, I thank you right now because we recognize that you're watching us. We recognize that we need to be always alert, always knowing the season, discerning those that are even coming in our life so that we can discern who is for you and who is against you. So that we will not entertain unnecessary witches and warlocks, unnecessary Jezebels and Absalons, unnecessary spirits, unless it be your will, God. Your perfect will be done in our life. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. Let all God's people shout hallelujah for the word.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank God.
I'm going to give it, hallelujah, at this time over to the very capable hands of our own visionary for this household, our lead pastor and founder, Andrew Smith, who is wonderful. Not only is he a wonderful leader, but he's an outstanding husband and also a very, very good friend. Second, hallelujah, to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I said the Holy Spirit and God, they come first. But after that, it is my husband. And I tell you, people of God, he is a man of integrity. I trust him with my soul. I trust him that he feeds me the word. I trust him as he decrees and declares. I trust him even right now. Hallelujah. And I know that he is awesome and he's preparing, hallelujah, a word for you all. Hallelujah, in his belly. I know God has been dealing with him lately, and he's been interceding on behalf of the ministry. And I know you all have been praying for him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Pray for your leaders. Pray for your leaders. Pray for your leaders.
Cannot
touch that enough. Keep that in your daily prayers. As we pray for you, we need you to pray for us. So at this time, I want our own lead pastor and founder, Apostle Smith, to come forward with any words he may have.
Amen.
Amen. What an awesome, awesome word on today. She did nothing but preach the word of God. Amen. I thank God for it. You did an awesome, awesome job talking about this strength in numbers. There are power. There's power in numbers, and there's power in being unified. Glory to God. Don't you know people of God, when you get unified and when you have numbers here on earth, you have numbers even in heaven.
Amen.
Glory to God, because it's all about the power of numbers. When you come together in unity, glory to God. That was an amazing word God is speaking on today. I thank God for the wonderful word that just came out of Apostle April's mouth. I thank God for everyone who was used on the line today. I thank God for each and every one of you all on the line today. I just want to say that I love you guys and just be encouraged. God is doing some amazing things in this end time. We're called to walk in glory. We're called to walk in glory.
Yeah.
When you walk in glory, it's not just miracles. It's greater than miracles. You walk as a son of God, and I'm not going to get off into that. That's a teaching that I will be teaching on sometime in the future, but you walk as a son of God. A son of God is greater than an apostle. A son of God is greater than a prophet. A son of God is greater than a pastor. A son of God is greater than an evangelist and so forth. Everybody want to be a prophet, and everybody want to be a pastor and all of these good things. Praise God for the fivefold. But don't you know, people of God, that there are kingdom gifts and kingdom offices that are greater than the fivefold? A lot of people don't know that. And that's what we're going to be walking in this end time. We're going to have extraordinary superpowers for God. Like the stuff you see on TV, we're going to be real supermans for God in this end time hour.
Amen.
Just like in the book of Acts. I call the apostles back in Jesus' day, they was supermen for Jesus. And that's what we're going to walk in. We're going to walk in superpowers, greater than prophecy. Thank God for prophecy, but greater than that. The Bible calls it the children's bread. Miracles are for the children. Thank God for the children, but we're going to be able to walk through walls like Jesus did, transport from one city to the next to preach the kingdom, and then be back in our living room by that same evening.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Hallelujah.
Get out of your religious thinking.
Yes, God.
Get out of your religious thinking. Jesus did not like religion. And he's not coming back for a religious church. He's coming back for a kingdom church. Jesus called him kingdom. Do you not look? Read your Bible, and then I'm done. Read your Bible. Jesus taught about the church maybe two times to his disciples. And then after that, all he taught them was kingdom.
Come on,
there's a difference.
Amen.
There's a difference. I thank God for the church. He loves his church. He's coming back for the church. And the church is a vehicle to get to the kingdom. But you can't have the church. You can't be so religious. You got to think outside the four walls. And that's where kingdom comes in. And when I, like she just got through saying, we can go in people's presence and they ain't even got to lay hands and all of that stuff.
Amen.
Reason why? Because of the glory. And I tell people this. I say I rebuke their foolishness. It shouldn't be no way that we have to spend 12 hours trying to cast out a demon.
Oh, come on, Apostle. Come on.
Right.
It should not be that way. Jesus spoke one word and that demon left.
Amen.
That's right. That's
yes, indeed.
Glory to God. So I want you to understand this. Yes, I have a miracle ministry, but it's greater than even the miracles. I'm talking about a supernatural power from on high. I'm talking about his glory. That's why many of you all, you ask me to pray for you. If you notice my language, how I operate, or even my wife, you used to ask us to pray for you. I send a text, and I say, I just released the word. It's been released. Because I don't sit up there and say, I pray for you for hours. Yes, I do in my personal prayer closet. But when I come out in my prayer closet, all I got to do is release the word, and God's going to do it.
Yes.
That's called glory right there. That's why my language is different from most people and most pastors. A lot of times I don't say I'm praying for you. I say I release the word over you. And that word is going to do what it's set out to do. It's going to accomplish the will of God.
Yes, hallelujah, yes.
You know, yes. God spent hours and hours coming before people, praying for them, laying hands, thank God. But that's called the anointing. That's personal anointing. But the glory is different. When you're in an atmosphere of glory, all you got to do is just start calling out things. I'm teaching people, I'm training people to move in God's glory. There's nothing wrong with prayer. There's nothing wrong with prayer. There's nothing wrong with prayer. We got to pray. I pray a lot. But more than anything, I decree and I declare. We in the kingdom age. Do you not understand that, people? We in the kingdom age. You want to be tied to that three-strand cord and she just talked about? We got to start getting in his glory and releasing his glory. We got to think like kingdom. When a king comes before the people, what happens? Kings command.
Mm.
They don't beg. They don't say, oh, please let it happen. No, they speak the word. They command it so. Jesus is the King of Kings. We are kings under the King of Kings. So we operate and we walk just like Jesus. There's something called the Jesus anointing.
Woo, yeah. Hallelujah.
Yeah. We got to get out of that. Everybody want to do this prophetic thing, and I thank God for it, but it's bigger than a prophetic move. The prophetic move happened back in the 1970s and 80s. We out of that.
Amen there.
We are in the kingdom mode. Thank God for the Azusa Street. Thank God for all the fathers. The Azusa Street movement that took place in the early 1900s in California on Azusa Street. Thank God they laid the way. They paved the way for us. But we are moving in a greater glory. That's why Jesus said greater. Anything greater. Everything that comes after us is going to be greater. My son is going to be greater than me. Your children are going to be greater than you are. Greater. The more closer we get to the return of Jesus, it's greater. It's greater. It's more. It's more. It's greater. The miracles, these little baby miracles y'all see on my page ain't nothing compared to what God is going to do.
Amen.
That's why. That's why through a text message, I will release a word and people get healed of cancer through a text message.
Amen, man of God.
Hear me real good. Yes, the miracles are for the unbelievers. But the miracles also, the Lord gave me this revelation, the miracles also are for his church, to take his church out of a place of being in a backslidden state to a place of being in his glory. He wants us to all operate in that. Do you understand what I'm saying? The Bible says in the last days, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon who? Upon all flesh. All means all. That means he wants you, he wants your children, he wants your children's children to operate in glory. I hope you understand what I'm saying, what we're moving in.
Yes, yes.
Glory to God. Thank God for the choir singing. But I want a choir to stand up and sing and tumors fall off of people.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I keep saying, I'm not to demean nobody ministry. Because I thank God for that. I train prophets and pastors and so forth. But it's greater than a prophetic movement that's coming to this world. It's greater than that. It's greater than a prophetic movement. We in the kingdom age. You're going to start seeing strange things happen in this world.
Man, right.
And if you're not prepared with God's glory, it's going to catch you off guard and sweep you off your feet.
Yes. Yep.
He's closing down a lot of these churches that don't got his glory. Or a lot of these, like, unfortunately, Lord God, bless the families, that church that got shot up is because there's no glory in there.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
My God.
Let them come in my church with it. Let them come in my church with a pistol. They better pray that they walk out and not leave out of the stretcher. And I ain't got to put my hands on them. God don't put his hands on them.
Amen. That's right.
Right. That's right.
This is what I'm talking about, glory. Thank you. I can prophesy. I can prophesy people's names. I can prophesy people's addresses. I can prophesy people's ID numbers. That's the prophetic that I walk in. I thank God for that, but it's much greater than that.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's God's glory. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to go that way, but I want you guys' hearts to get prepared. God is moving us and shifting us into glory. We're going to be able to raise our hands and say storm. Matter of fact, me and my wife did it in Chicago. Everywhere else surrounding our house was having tornadoes. Trees was falling down. I went out. As a matter of fact, I got it on tape. I think I posted it on Facebook. We raised our hand to the storm and commanded the storm to stop. The storm stopped in about 50 seconds.
That's right. Woo!
Hallelujah.
This is what I'm talking about. Kingdom glory. The sons of God. The Bible says that the earth anxiously waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. But I'm not going to get off into that. Thank God for your word. I ain't trying to preach. I'm just stirred up. You got me stirred up, Pastor April. God bless you guys. I love you. Miracles are taking place. Glory to God. Somebody with a D name on this line, get ready. God, I'm bless you with $1,200 that's been released. Glory
to
God.
This word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.